That's it. Is your icon true? Is your icon accurate there, Richard?
Is what icon?
Your Skype icon.
I am not a redhead. No.
What?
No, that's not what it's saying. I just wondering if it was true or if you believe it.
Just one question about hosting the call. I'm not set up to record anything.
Richard, that's why we have Richard and Jameis. And the only
anybody
we
can
have
record.
Richard and Jameis.
Only Bert has problems with his if he's not hosting and recording for some reason.
Alright. So how is everyone doing?
Okay.
Good.
Yes, I'm fine.
Good! Okay.
You're excited.
I fought a capable and won.
You what?
I fought a cable and won.
Fought a cable? Well done!
Yes. Tenacious beast that it was. Okay, I'll stop trying to make bad jokes.
No, don't. That's pretty much all we do here.
I know, but I didn't even get a groan, so I'm just going to give up.
I don't think anybody was expecting it, that's why. Try again. Build the same joke and see if everybody groans.
They're a bit too spontaneous.
All right. We are going to start off where we left last session. So everybody is going to go home and have a nice night's sleep in your five-star motel.
Do I regain willpower?
No.
Damn it.
You do not.
You should get one per night of actual proper rest you get.
Yes. The key thing in there is proper rest. Everyone else gains a willpower besides skill.
Damn it.
All right. And everybody besides James can go ahead and give me their perception checks for this little scene. Perception is resolve plus composure.
Thank you.
Because I perceive nothing.
Wits plus composure?
I'm sorry, wits plus composure. My apologies. You are correct. We start off with the fuck up by the GM. Good news.
Can I roll and then play dice later, I guess. Two successes. Oh, I need to roll next die because I got an explosion there.
Yes, this is why we're going to be moving over to roll 20.
Do ones negate a success, or is that a different game? Okay.
No, and...
Two success.
Okay.
Eights, nines, and tens are success, correct?
Eight, nine, and ten. Ten explodes.
Ooh, I get an exploding die. Boom!
Okay, one success.
Alright.
Three successes.
Alright.
See things. Must be because of all the mirrors I have set up in my room.
Indeed.
I thought you hated mirrors. Oh. Oh no, of course, you're the guy who sleeps under his bed.
Yes, with a complicated mirror setup.
The bed which you're paying through your teeth to get.
I'm not paying through my teeth, I'm rich.
Yes. Okay, we will, I'll start this little scene off. Richard, your character Grigori.
Yes.
He is having his same nightmare that he always has every night. He is cradling his wife in his arms. And what is odd, the odd thing about this dream is your wife is stroking your face as you hold her. And this is...
She's usually dead, So,
yes.
Yes, this is a strange thing to be happening.
A little odd. Gil.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot your character's name.
Jacob Matherin.
Everybody post their character's name, by the way, in the chat, so I don't have to say that five times.
In no way should we introduce ourselves at all.
Nope. No, we should not. I will save that for a coming scene that I have. Jacob. Have
to guess at what we're talking
about. When you wake up in your bed, your left eye itches.
I look around feverishly. Are the other people who share this room here?
Nope. The preacher man is currently sleeping.
No, Dimas, still call your character Jacob just so we can annoy him.
Yes. The preacher man is sleeping in Hutchinson today, and of course your friend is sleeping outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do not have the money for these rooms.
So we offer to pay for you, but you still...
No, you sleep right outside his door. I don't know why.
Right outside the window, actually.
Yep.
Yes.
So...
I check out the window. Is he there?
Oh, he is there. And there's a spider the size of a hand on his face.
I open the window loudly.
Okay.
Throw the window open. Probably bangs if that causes him to wake up.
Okay. No, it does not. There's something odd about the spider that you notice. It doesn't have legs. Instead, it has little human arms. It has six of them rather than eight, and they are gently stroking his face.
Okay, I'll grab one of the sheets off one of the beds and try to wrench it off his face using the sheath. No, it's not making direct contact with it.
Huh. Give me a dex plus weapons check.
Uh-huh.
At a minus two, because you're using a very odd weapon. And it's a very... Well, it's the size of a head. It's not a ginormous spider.
So, five dice, put that down. Three dice.
Huh?
One, oh, an explosion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, one success.
Okay, you flick the spider off the face. Grigori, you wake up.
Yeah.
There is something. Someone is dangling a sheet on your face.
No! I get up and I start to stab at it, as I am surprised, and that is...
Grigori!
Don't take my stuff!
No, there's a spider, that creature, thing!
I whirl around, trying to see the thing that he is pointing at, and if not...
It's on your leg.
This is a joke. Yeah!
You look down and you see two human eyes looking back up at you. It is climbing your leg.
I try and pry it off of my leg. I mean,
how do you do this?
With my knife. I put my knife on my leg and then flip it away.
Okay.
As it climbs onto the knife.
Give me. I'll actually. Make this a strength plus weapons check.
Okay. In which case, I have rolled three successes.
Okay. The little thing flips. It does a couple flips and lands right side up. It looks at you and starts moving back towards you.
I'm going to dart back into the room and retrieve my baton.
Okay. And Grigori, what are you doing?
End of squash.
I am stunned. My This is nothing that I have heard of before. It is not. Nope.
You sit there thinking. It moves closer to you.
I climb through the window.
Okay.
And shut the window and see what it does.
Give me a dex plus athletics check.
Yes. I have rolled a single success there.
That's all you need. You get up through the window and you close it.
Excellent.
Now what do you do?
I watch to see what it is doing.
Okay, Jacob, you are back up with Grigori. He has closed the window.
I have my baton ready to splat.
Okay. It has crawled up to the window. And it's reaching with its little fists and just pounding on the window.
What should we do with it?
I do not know. I tried talking to it in Russian to see if it understands and whether it will.
Okay. You talked at it at a bit. It lowers its face, looks at you too, and then scuttles off to the side.
I was going to ask it something to do something specific, but yes, okay.
You could insult its mother for all I give a damn.
I do not do that. Okay,
from now on, I recommend you accept our hospitality and stay in the room. But of course, we like strange spider things, according to your face.
Not really, no. It is strange. I do not recall any thing. Perhaps you could call the room service or the hotel, if this is a nice hotel, and see if they have a pest problem. I don't know. It is.
I smell up that is a normal problem.
No, I do not believe it is either, but they may have had other people say these spiders. Do not know if it was coming for me or us or just anyone. If others have reported it, then it is not at us.
Guy with Jacob, you notice that there is a human shape that is moving closer through your window through the underbrush. Gosh, it's moving fast.
What's that?
There's a human-sized shape moving towards your window through the underbrush.
I'm going and grabbing my pistol.
Okay.
And Jacob is, as always, nervous and jittery.
Mm-hmm.
And I did say, what's that out loud? But as I then went to grab my pistol.
He'll look to see what he is looking at.
You can see it move vaguely through the underbrush. It's got a skittering type motion. It moves very fast, stops, then moves very fast.
And stops. It is human sized and shaped.
Mm-hmm. Roughly bipedal.
I've moved to the side of the window.
Mm-hmm.
So that I cannot see it.
Okay.
But ready my knife so that if it can come in, then I could We can pull it in and see what it is.
All right. The shape gets up to the window, then just as quickly starts moving away from it.
I'm going to flick on the flashlight of my flashlight baton.
Okay.
Light on this.
Okay. This thing looks wrong. The limbs are too angular and wrongly jointed. It has at least 3 different joints for its arms. It is roughly 6'2", and it is skittering, is perhaps the best way to describe its movements. And the head is bald, and it is not wearing a jacket, even though it is below zero outside. It gets up to the fence and hops over a 12-foot fence just as easily as if you would hop over a 1 or 2 foot fence. And it is gone. Oh, and you did see the struggling shape of the spider in its hand.
I let out the breath I've been holding since it first appeared. Perhaps we need to change rooms.
We may need to change hotels or states or countries.
What?
Something.
I have a little bit of a cult. Could I know something or have heard various things similar to this?
You can give me a roll.
Occult plus intelligence, isn't it?
No. Occult plus wits.
Wits. That's weird. Rolling. 1 success.
Nothing you've ever heard of.
Shall we go get the others?
Yes, we should know the others.
I go do the round between the various doors.
Okay. How do you not?
Frantically. And heavily. Okay.
Let's go ahead and start with Samantha. You hear someone beating your door in.
Okay, I grab my gun in one hand, baton in the other, and cautiously call out, "Who's there?"
It's me, Jacob. Something came to our room, and Grigori's back at the room, and we thought we should explain this to everybody.
Okay, go. Explain.
A strange thing, like a spider, was on his face, and then another thing, like a human, like a person but different, came and took the other strange thing away. And it didn't seem to really care about us, but the first strange spider thing was trying to get into the room. It was wrong. It was just wrong.
Okay. First thing I do is check to make sure my window's closed.
Yes. I believe you actually got a central
You've got an inner room, yes.
Yeah.
Both of the Ashwood Abbey went for inner rooms.
Inner rooms away from the elevators, close to the stairwells.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to change rooms, change hotels?
We haven't reached a decision. We just wanted to talk about it, all of us.
Okay. I guess rendezvous at your room?
Alright.
Okay.
Shall I get your fellow, or will you get him?
You get him. I'm gonna get my stuff together.
And then next up, go to Edward's room.
Okay. Edward! Someone is frantically knocking at your door.
I will run up to the door and open it, and I will make sure to have my hand on my sword, so that I can run anyone through if they're trying to kill me.
All right. You see Jacob. He looks disheveled and in his night clothes.
I don't put the sword down. Yes?
Something came to our room. Two strange things. We're getting everyone together so that we can say what happened. Something weird came.
It's really something I don't like to hear. Alright, fine. I'll say, taking out a load of bits of odd gear from my backpack and just lugging it down to... Whose room are we meeting in?
Ours. Myself, Gregorius, and I have forgotten the name of the creature. Damn it. Not here.
Okay.
What's the name of what is... of Long Light? Mark this character.
I don't remember.
Insert name here.
Surname appearing in this adventure.
He was Felix Moore.
Felix Moore, okay.
Yes.
And we know that Bert's character Santa has left, right? He's...
Oh yeah, yeah, Santa.
Santa has gone to report to his superiors. Okay.
So yeah, I don't need to go hammer on a third door.
Nope.
Santa, help us. Yeah, the elves are on strike. Okay. Let's go, I say, lugging basically all my stuff.
You're lugging all your stuff. Did you get dressed first, or are you still in your night clothes with a sword and then this backpack full of junk?
He never got into his night clothes. He just puts on a different set of normal clothes.
It is 4 a.m.
No, he doesn't do that now.
It is 4 a.m. You all are gathered in the room that stinks of fear and desperation.
Okay. And Gregorius.
I sweep the room.
Here's a mop.
Well, if this has not been said, blah, on what has happened. I believe it was... I will add the detail that I was dreaming of my wife at the time. So... I do not know whether it was just... Yeah. It is odd. Whatever.
So yes, we share this information.
I'm at a loss as to what happened there. I take it none of you had any strange things either.
Yep.
Do any of those creatures sound like anything I've ever heard of?
GM. Logos. Nick, you seem to have gone silent. Have you kicked your cable?
A little bit. What happened there?
Oh, I wanted to know if any of the creatures they described sound like anything I've heard of.
Nope. Not something anyone here can recall, and they are pretty distinctive.
Well, I guess if we are, we can go outside and look around to see where the thing was, to see what is there now. Unless we all wish to just go back to sleep.
That would be a bad
idea. Jacob has a look at panic at the idea of going outside, and then has just as much panic as the idea of going back to sleep.
Well, I climb out of the window and go to take a look around to see what there is to be seen. Hi, Grigori, Russian hobo, will go and investigate the scene and hope to slip on something again.
Okay.
I can lend you it to my flashlight, people.
Thank you.
Give me a Dex plus Athletics to get through the window and not faceplant. It is night, and you have no lights, unless you want to
turn the lights on the room.
I also handed him the baton.
Okay. You go out.
Yes, I make a success on that. And then I start looking around the area to check that the spider thing is not still here.
How tall is Grigori, by the way?
He's 5'9".
Okay. Everyone sees something drop on Grigori's head. Grigori, you have something on your head!
I grab at it and try to throw it on the floor.
Oh, real quick before you do that.
Yes, it gets to do things.
And it is incompetent because it forgot what dice to roll. Excellent. Rolling dice. Oh my god. Grigori, how many boxes do you got?
Of what?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually a... health. How many boxes of health do you have?
I have 8 boxes.
We just bandaged him up from the last accident.
Yes. Damn it, where is that thing? And this is what I get. Alright, it's a reflexive resolve plus composure. Make me a reflexive resolve plus composure check.
Okay. This is to dodge out of the way, I suspect.
No. This is not to dodge out of the way. You feel a piercing pain in your head.
I have... Wow. 4 successes.
All right. You will take... you have 4 successes. It has... 4 successes. You stay up.
Oh...
What do you do?
I am surprised by this, and as I have my knife, the thing I must try and... This is going to sound stupid. Try and stab it. So I'm just going to try and do the same thing I did before, where I try to lever the knife underneath the thing and pry it off very, very quickly.
Okay. This is actually going to be a dex... plus weapons check not to stab yourself in the head.
Yes. I understand this.
You are at a minus 3 because you cannot see.
Somebody else beat my eyes. Left, right, tell me.
Oh! Oh, we just saw dark thing. Do we see anything else while this struggle ensues?
So you got 2 successes there?
2 successes, yes.
It stays on your head. You see a very different looking creature this time. It looks like, everyone here knows what tarantulas look like, right?
Like what?
A tarantula, how they look hairy and, you know, have skin rather than chitin, except with the scorpion's tail sticking out. And the scorpion's tail is jabbing into his head. What do the rest of y'all want to do?
I cut it off. Not his head. Scorpion thing. Spider, whatever.
Okay. Strength plus weapons check, unless you have that attribute. Minus 2 dice, minus 4 dice, actually, totals. 2 because of size, its defense. 2 for size and the fact it's on your friend's head. Your acquaintance's.
How to do this. I have... Come on, stop lagging out, sheet. Okay. So I have weaponry at 5. And you said strength, but I have fighting finesse.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
my sword, which means I can use dex instead, mm-hmm. I believe. So that gives me 4... 5, 9, and what does the specialty for my weapon give me? Is that a plus 1 or a plus 2 dice?
Plus 1 die.
Plus 1 die. Okay, I'm rolling 10 dice.
Minus 4.
Minus 4, so 6.
Yep.
Not too bad, the odds. And now I will be downed by that. Come on. Exploding 10. Boom. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3 successes.
Oh.
I hopefully don't
chop his head. Alright, you do not, in fact, chop his head off. Alright. You stab into the thing, cutting 2 of its little legs off, which plant on dear old Grigori's head. Grigori! You take 2 lethal damage as the blood that streams out of its legs is burning you.
Yes. Ow! Stop that!
Samantha!
Yes. Yes?
What do you want to do?
Let's see. There's already a couple of people around there. Could I get a clear shot at this?
Hell no.
Okay.
There is a man with a sword blocking your entire view.
That's what I thought.
He has just swung it wildly.
Right.
Hey,
Grigori is screaming.
I'm going to get an ice bucket. Fill it with a mix of ice and water.
Okay. She leaves the room. Jacob!
I grab the trusty sheet again.
Alright.
The plan is to bundle it up in it and hope that it doesn't sting in the process.
Alright.
And wrench it free.
Alright. 1, 2, 3. Plus an exploding die. Bam. Okay! Grigori, reflexive, wits plus resolve plus composure check.
Oh, no, not again. This is terrible. Only the one success this time.
You feel the impulse to run towards the wall. You feel the compulsion this is the only thing you can do.
That was going to be my action anyway. So.
Helpful! Grigori.
I run headfirst into the wall.
Well, you have to get through quite a lot of underbrush first. But
I am standing outside of the
window. You're standing, right? Yes. The wall is a good little ways away. I described it skittering from the wall to your window. So you,
right.
So it's got a, you got a round's worth of running until you hit the wall.
Oh, the, okay. I was thinking the wall of the hotel.
No, next to no.
Okay, I've run away from them then. No, they are trying to chop my head off. I'm wrong.
All right. I am not doing this right. All right. Oh, well. And given we are in combat, I should be asking for initiative checks. Everyone give me your initiative check.
Is Davis, it just the number?
It is.
Well, it is also plus a D10. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
10.
If this is how Jameis is introducing his character, I am not happy.
Way to go, Jameis. I approve of you making the replicating spiders. That was a good roll. Good job. Alright.
Don't explode on this dude.
No, they do not.
Initiative is dex plus composure plus a d10?
Yep.
Okay, 12.
Alright. And Jacob, what was yours?
10.
10? Okay. 2 on 10. Okay. Richard ran away. We will go with Jacob first.
I guess I hurt Lapron with the sheet. Continue with my plan.
Well, Edward's blocking your way.
I can run around him.
I move out the way.
You slung a sword through a window.
I stabbed a sword through a window.
That still involves you being in front of the window.
Yes.
Well, I try to get past him. And so after him.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, I thought he had a 10. No, Edward goes before.
I move out of the way.
Okay, you move out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Sharon, you go get water and ice. And Jacob?
Then I hurtle after him.
Okay, give me a...
Athletics?
Athletics plus dex to make it through the plus window and still be able...
Can I... Okay, can I use my speciality of long distance?
Not for jumping through the window.
Okay.
If you have hurtle, you can do that.
Remember on my laptop, so everything's all closer together.
I do not have my...
2 successes.
Okay. Now you can give me a strength plus athletics check to run.
5 dice, then.
Yep.
Ooh, no additional die there. That will just be the 1 success.
Okay, I will say that you do catch up to him. Not a lot of running space here. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh my god. Okay, Richard! You do not feel compelled to do anything this round. What do you want to do?
I continue running into the wall. I run headfirst into it.
Okay.
Smash. I will smash it in there and rely on the good old thick Russian skull. Yes.
Yeah, compulsion.
Give me a resolve plus... Jesus. Give me a resolve plus composure check to do this.
Resolve this Jesus roll, come on.
To will your character...
intentionally headbutt a wall.
Yes, at full speed.
To run headfirst into a wall, yeah?
Yes, this will be fun.
Your brain screams at you, it does not want to do this. What do you get to make yourself to do this?
I get... two successes.
You can make yourself do this.
Yes, I do this.
Give me a strength plus athletic check to blow your head properly.
God, he can't hear the brawl and say that he's headbutting the wall.
You know the whole thing about this thing's not. Blood breeding, bleeding, and burning your head?
Yes, I know, I know. I had another idea, but I did not think I was compass mentis to do it, so I just did the thing which would get me done first.
So strength plus?
Yep. That does not. One, two. Two successes.
Alright. You crushed the thing into the wall. You also deal yourself two bashing and two lethal.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Shit. Give me a wits plus composure at -3.
Wits plus composure. Okay. But I bash my head into a wall. Is this not good? One success.
Okay, you just take the two bashing as you smash this thing into little bitty pieces.
Roll your head in the snow, roll your head in the snow.
No, apparently the way its skin broke, the blood went into the wall rather than into your head.
Yes, I see this would have been bad.
Because you are amazingly lucky.
My other plan was to stand on my head and do a headstand and then smash my head into the floor.
Okay, so, combat over.
Can I catch up with the suicidal Russian?
Yeah.
How close to dead is he?
I don't know.
Looking bashed up. But not. Yeah.
Am I back with the ice yet?
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
Get back inside quickly.
Yeah.
I can patch you up.
As soon as he's back inside, I want to rinse his head off with water and ice.
I will be taking up your idea there, and I will be shaving my head.
Well, you have large parts of your hair missing now.
On the way, I probably grabbed a handful of snow and just rubbed it on the scalp, get rid of any immediate acid or whatever it had, whatever it was.
It is now like a glue-like substance. It is clear, and it is stuck.
Because the bucket of ice water back at the hotel helped cover it all?
Nope.
Darn.
I guess that it's going to be preventing me from treating him.
Yep.
Yeah. You could always peel a skull.
Huh.
What about warm water? Does it cause it to dissolve?
Nope.
Oh, is the stinger still in my neck or in my head?
No.
Okay.
No.
What about alcohol?
Nope.
I drink the alcohol as it is after it is poured on my head and doesn't work.
It's pretty good alcohol. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's not one of the remaining bottles of gin for the hobos. And you never really got to give them away.
No, I did not. That is... Can anybody... No, this is not... This is...
It can't be pried off? Or... Nope.
Nope. It seems bonded with the skin.
So I'm going to lose my skin.
As I said, peel a skull.
Jeez. That seems a little extreme.
Besides the residue of the pain, it does not seem to be burning into your flesh.
Does it resemble anything? Would a science role help you try and identify it or something like that?
We have the body of the thing now, yes?
Want to go look at it?
I'm just going to go and reclaim it. I don't want to go out there.
Yes, I mean, we identified the thing through the stuff, and you experiment on the resin stuff that it has in it, rather than the resin stuff on my head.
There is no body. There is a nice little blood-shaped scar on the concrete where the body was smashed into, but there is no body.
It may simply dissolve away over time, but unless we find a way of getting it off and you're particularly attached to your skin, I guess we need to get you a hat or something, because it's rather obvious.
We could always wait till sunrise and see if sunlight does anything.
I would like to get rid of it sooner, but if nobody has any ideas on this, then yes.
Well, again, can I make any educated guesses? Is this a completely supernatural compound, or is there a theme similar?
Of acid that turns into super glue? Yes, it is a completely supernatural compound. Of a spider, of a tarantula that had a spider's
The creature quite clearly. Yes. Spiders. What is going on with spiders? Spider with human arms and eyes, a spider-like person, and now a spider with a scorpion stinger which tries to kill us.
Me. The spider came to me, the scorpion came to me. I do not like this.
Did it destroy any culprits recently?
No. Was not even there when the... Well, it doesn't.
Can I recall any spider cults in there? Or those people with a cult? Or good a cult? Can they think of any spider cults?
They can try.
I will try anyway, but I'm not very good at this, but I would ponder out loud so others can think the same thought.
I'll take a stab at it.
Wits plus cult minus two, because you're trying to remember in the dead of night after a massive combat.
Is it always wits with me? I think you're doing it to hate me.
One success.
None that you recall.
Nothing for me. What about Josh there? What's Edward got?
Edward has not rolled yet. Okay, so I would be rolling. What would I be rolling? I'm not clever.
No, it's wits apparently plus a cult.
Yeah.
Minus two.
Six. Okay, then just four. Charming.
one success.
None that you recall.
How much of my head is covered in this stuff?
It's splotchy.
Right, obviously.
Have I ever heard of someone Frankensteining with things like this?
Nope.
We can call people in the morning to check and see if there is someone within our own organizations who have heard of these things. Yeah. I wish to go to sleep now. I have a hole in the back of my head where it stinged me, and now I am covered in super glue. I only hope I do not wake up with a pillow stuck to my head now. I curl up on the floor. Try to go to sleep while the others stand around me, poking and frotting my head.
All right. You happily managed to fall asleep easily, given your exertions. It's a nice dreamless sleep.
I now recall that I probably have concussion and have gone to sleep, and this is not a good
thing. Oh, well. Perfectly fine.
Never mind.
Jacob does not go to sleep, because after that I am not going to be able to get to sleep. I fidget in the darkness as I go ring up as well.
Anything else y'all want to do? The other two of you?
Edward will be making, will basically be watching the window. All night.
I watch things here if you want to go back to your rooms. I'm going to go sleep after that.
It's probably a better idea for more of us to be together in case something else attacks us.
I second that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Well,
the rest of us are staying and hanging around here to keep an eye out. Apparently no one else is going to have to sleep either.
Okay! Well, morning comes. No more strange attacks.
Well, that is certainly strange.
During the night, well, the early hours of the day, has it dissolved? Goo on the dirt, has it dissolved? Okay.
Nope.
If we expose it to direct sunlight, does it dissolve?
Well, is he awake before we do that? We just move him around in his
sleep. I will wake up eventually, yes. If I could, I would detach my head and give it to you to carry around to find if it works while I did other things, but
we can arrange that.
I would like to live.
Oh, there are some very good surgeons out there.
No. You will not take my help. Look, that does call people and speak to things and see if people know things that we do not.
Does anyone have a hat you could call
it? A what?
Hat.
A hat.
You draw some attention.
Does it?
You just got this resiny substance which acts like superglue, or was like bonded like superglue, so.
Yeah, you look odd.
Yeah.
Then we can go and buy the hat from my store.
Or I guess stick him in a wig.
Do you have a wig?
Yes, I have a wig. What do you think? Does he look good as a blonde?
Well, let us buy a hat instead. You can save your wigs. Do not wish the wig to accidentally get stuck to my head and be left with it forever.
It's a nice wig.
And you can't wear the wig.
I don't need one.
You will do. Look.
Well, I guess then we have to continue as normal while we do this little bit of digging around.
Yes, it is only... Well, never mind. It is a...
You see,
if I do start to act odd as it bores into my brain or something, then... Tell me. I'll do something. But until then there is nothing.
You can try talking to the Aegis. I don't think they're going to offer much. They are rather... drawn. Do you think Ashwood Abbey will know anything?
Possibly.
Maybe.
The thought, hail, no, enters your head.
I've tried getting contact with the Aegis recently to arrange pickup anyway, so... use the same method to try and get them in contact to get some information out of them to identify hopes.
Not at the present time. Not at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'll make it 7.
I'm going to just get ready as if this was any other day and quiet and panic. So I guess we all go to our, you go to your own rooms and we set for breakfast as always. Hope that things don't try to kill us.
I'm packed already and I'm just going to order room service.
Are we moving location? Get to go to a different hotel, or?
We never decide. I just brought all my stuff with me, just in case.
Do we? It couldn't hurt, I guess.
All right. Samantha, you get a call on your cell phone.
Okay.
What is your ringtone?
Burning down the house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dirty deeds, dirt cheap. All right, burning down the house. It is from your old friend, Rashid Asa.
Ah, Rashid, hi.
Hey, Samantha, what up, babe?
Not much. What's going on?
Yes, I've been called out to Wichita on a case out here. I've been told that you guys are out here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do with your help on this one. It's a strange case. Let's get together and talk. I'll name a place somewhere in town. Can you meet me there? Dress? Like we're going on a case.
Okay. About, how long?
How soon do you meet?
About how soon?
Well, I've got bodies to look at, and they're not going to get any... It's good to look at, sooner probably rather better than later.
Okay. About how far is this location from the hotel?
About 15 minutes.
Okay. And how soon would my room service get here?
It is getting there as you are speaking.
Okay. I'll be there in about a half hour.
Great. Bring the rest of the team with you if you would, could.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Tip Eaton, blah the guys.
This guy sounds a lot more Australian. I don't trust him.
You have met him before. You have met him before.
Yes, you have worked with Rashid before. It was on your big hunting vampires case.
That does not mean that Ed would necessarily trust him.
Oh, no. I trust everyone who was on that particular case. I trust him more than the rest of you.
So, half an hour later? I don't know. Does Samantha gather people? I don't know.
Yeah, what do you... Is there anything y'all want to do?
Yes, get a hat.
You get a Russian hat. It is furry. It marks you out as stereotypically Russian.
But warm.
Thank you for this.
Does it have a sickle and hammer on it as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
You had it in your traveling case because... You guys all arrive.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
You guys are at Starbucks.
Because that's where, of course, you have these sorts of meetings here.
All kinds of happen at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Why, last time I was on the Starbucks, I swear I saw a guy planning a bank heist.
Well, wait, I'll just describe what it looked like and then you decide if I would have picked a Starbucks or not.
Okay, we will go ahead and start left to right on my screen. Edward, what do you look like?
He's invisible, right.
Yep, okay. Edward is Mr. Cellophane.
Oh, sorry. What? I didn't realize you said Edward.
Edward, what do you look like?
He looks like a very well-dressed sort of university student with, he looks kind of like a hipster, except without the ridiculous glasses, trendy hair, etc. Everything about him screams, I have money. Which is not necessarily a good thing.
Okay. Grigori?
Well, I look as though I have had a bad night. I am 5'9". I had brown hair and brown eyes and... I have a beard at the moment, a big brown bushy beard. I am dressed in I am dressed in camouflage trousers and combat boots, and I have on a big, thick, heavy reinforced raincoat sort of thing. Which is not in the best of repair. I keep darting my hands beneath the coat and then coming out again with nothing in my hand.
All right. Rashid.
Okay, Rashid is average height, but he's got slightly dark skin, and other people looking at him as if they expect him to suddenly shout Allah Akbar any moment. He is actually just a plain shirt. He's wearing cargo pants. He has a jacket draped over the back of the chair with letters ATF on it. Looking closely, they may have been added recently, but I'm sure they're fine.
And Samantha.
Okay, Samantha's wearing a fairly conservative but well-to-do college wear. Sort of looks like an average college student with some money, but not like absolutely rolling in it.
Hey, guys, come over. Get yourself some coffee.
Lovely coffee.
I take some of the coffee and try rubbing it on the stuff as well to see if it dissolves. Awesome. I will be doing that with pretty much any sort of liquid we come across.
What is that? That's how you're pointing at what you're doing on your head.
It is a hat.
Excellent.
I lift my head, my hat off. I lift my hat off and show you what is beneath. And then say, have you seen this before? It came from a spider tarantula thing.
On your head? What are you doing with putting a spider on your head?
I did not want to.
Is there a story there I should know about, or...?
I can say in the... Let's say blah, in this place where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not care.
You get a few odd looks, but no one pays too much attention.
I glare at them.
And they stop looking at you weirdly.
That might be... relevant. Yeah, I got called and apparently there are, I'll say this in a slightly quieter voice, three bodies around here with no brains that I've been told to have a look at. Coincidence? Pointing at Gregory's head, or not?
Any details?
Nope. That's what we're going to go look at. I got some ID for you. I hand over tech ID badges to the group. And I've got mine, of course. Hold up, ATF ID.
Okay.
Okay.
I know where the bodies are, and that's about all the information I have.
The tech ID.
Yeah, just so like your forensic tech ID type people.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you do something? Sorry. Gil, can you speak up a bit? I can't really hear you.
Sorry, yeah, no, I have a journalist ID badge, but this will work better.
Yes.
I put a... When we get back to the car, I just grab a dark jacket, put it over what I'm already wearing.
Yeah, this isn't like that case in Sacramento. We actually have a cover story this time. All right, let us roll.
Is the we work for you?
At the moment, yeah. Let's go with that.
That is the cover story, is what I am trying to get.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's go.
Yes, that is in fact...
Okay, just in case somebody says and we all go, oh.
You know, the Rashid's rather lax about details like that. Yeah, they're not relevant.
Oh, yeah. And I put my hair up in a ponytail that makes it look more like techish.
Okay, so.
I'm not saying anything about Gregory's outfit. I don't care.
Yes. Y'all show up at the coroner's office, the central coroner for Wichita. It is below ground in a rather unassuming two-story stone building. The guard behind the desk at the building looks like he's playing crossword puzzles when you come in. He says, "How may I help you?"
"Yeah, I'm with the 80th. I'm here to see your recent bodies."
"Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mitchell said that you would have someone from the ATF come by. He's three doors down and to the left. I'll go ahead and escort you."
"Okay, then. Let's go see Mitchell."
All right. He escorts you back to Mitchell's office. On frosted glass, it is painted Mitchell. Mitchell Fletcher.
Inside is Joe Dombey.
Chief Corner.
Mitchell Baker.
Mitchell Fletcher.
Mitchell Fletcher.
And Mr. Fletcher is an old, short man. He's in his late 60s, looks like. He looks up when you come in. Says, "You're the man Ashley had mentioned. Rashid?"
"Yes, Rashid Hassan, with the, I lost my badge, ATF.
"Indeed, Mr. Hassan, indeed. And your companions?"
This is, I introduced them because I can't actually remember the people's names at the moment. I don't bother taking this stuff down.
No, of course not. That won't be important.
Vincent, Gregory, Edward, and Jacob.
Okay, use everybody's real names. All right.
Details. That's not relevant.
Says, "Okay, yeah, we had a bit of a weird case. It sounded a bit of like a black box, a black bag type of case. So decided to hand it off to you guys. Three corpses, all black. They're in their mid to late 20s. Each appear to have been dead for over a month at this point in time. Some kind of preservative fluid was used to keep them looking like they were going, but apparently it was imperfect and bodies have broken down. So we're estimating."
"And you only just now contacted us?"
"Oh, no. We found the bodies this morning. Found the bodies last morning. Took a little while to kick it up the proper chains."
"Right.
We found them at the Robert B. Parker projects. They're the largest projects in Wichita. Each of the bodies had suffered massive trauma to their chests. He looks down, shuffles his papers. It looks like a giant claw was ripped through their abdomens. And their throats were bitten out.
Probably just some sort of animal attack, yeah.
Super large canine."
"Yeah, there you go."
He shuffles his papers again.
"Okay, I mean, this task force actually supposed to be somewhat secretive about the fact that there are supernaturals or not?"
"Yeah, in general."
"Okay. And I heard something about their brains not being there?"
"Yeah, that was also really odd. They didn't have brains in their heads, and it didn't look like someone had cracked open their heads and removed the brains. They're just not there. The spinal cord dead ends."
"Did they get pulled out through their nose or something?"
"No, not as far as we can tell."
"Okay. They used to do that in Egypt, you know. Yeah, all that useless brain matter, don't need to get rid of it."
"Yeah, yeah, they did. I think that's what the write-up will be.
There you go.
Egyptian cult. Thank you for your idea, Mr. Rashid."
"Yeah. They probably had some large animal they dressed it up as, you know, put some fake head on it to make it think it was a sphinx or something. You know what those Egyptians are like. So, shall we go look at these bodies?
Mm-hmm. I can escort you down if you wish.
All right, then.
All right.
Any questions from you guys as we go?
Not from me.
Jacob just looks disheveled, lacking his sleep, and stays at the back, sometimes mumbling or twitching.
Oh, one thing.
That's it.
Well, any damage to the... You've got... The brain's gone. Any damage to the inner walls of the skull?
Nope.
So it was very clean. At all. Oh.
All right. So he takes you down to the to where the bodies are kept. It is a stainless steel room with many little refrigerated place. Everybody's seen a morgue before where they roll out the bodies.
Yep.
He takes you over to locker 2-3, opens it up, rolls out the body. If any of you have weak stomachs, you might not want to see this.
I'll look away.
Most of us have seen a few things.
All right. Everyone who's going to look, give me a resolve plus composure check. And he rolls out the body. And you can see where the head has been cracked open. And there is no braid in it. Looks like someone took a power saw to the head. And no brain. Let me know if you don't get any successes. He cuts open the stitching in the chest and cracks open the chest and shows you the atrophied organs. And the massive stomach wound and the massive wound to their throat, where the throat has gotten ripped out. Besides that, looks like a very normal 19-year-old. Jeez. One of you is a sociopath. Anyone not getting any successes?
I am just not looking.
I got one.
Okay. Well, one is enough. You feel queasy, but not like you're about to hurl, but the man who made the four is like, meh, I could have a sandwich.
Well, I just need... freaked out by this, and I'm panicking that I'm not freaked out. I panic about pretty much everything. One thing to think about, after I sneak a few glances, having steeled myself, is the way that the throat's been bitten out similar to what we saw in our last case with the not really a vampire.
No, this looks like just a single massive chunk was ripped out of the throat. In one bite.
And the other two bodies are similar?
Yep.
And where were they found?
Everyone also wits plus composure for this scene.
Same role.
You love that combination, don't you? Always ask for that. Ooh.
Well, it's perception.
Oh, God.
One.
I'm not investigating this, though.
This is just for something that you would have noticed that is not readily and immediately apparent.
What's composure is basically your awareness role. It's not the investigation role.
Okay, man who made the crit.
That's
that is a crit.
Yep.
It's 8, 5, 9s, and 10s, right?
Yeah, 2. 8, 9.
And the 10 explodes. Oh, yeah, mine exploded too. Who knows what else. What was my other one for that one? Yeah.
Definitely need to move to the other roller. All right. So, anyone beat a 5?
Did you re-roll the 10?
Gold
dice. Yes, you got a 9.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so 2 people exploded. No, that was just orange. Orange is guilt. All right. Jacob, you notice that there are, on all 3 corpses, there are numerous little indentions around the lips. Like something...
Like there was stitching.
No, not like stitching. Like something might have come out, a lot of little things might have come out of the mouth. Little tiny things. And you look at them closely and you see that they're irregular. Like, maybe some had 5 legs, maybe some had 8.
Injected into someone via a stinger or something?
No, it doesn't look like it pierced the skin. These are minuscule little indentions.
Oh no, I'm thinking something. I'm thinking this guy may have been stabbed by the one of the...
Yeah, we'll have a closer look at these bodies. Can you go get us a map of where these things were?
Oh yes, of course.
Yeah, let us have a chance to have a look ourselves.
Yes. He leaves.
My theory is that they got injected by the scorpion thing, and then it basically turned the brain into these tiny little things that then escaped.
Okay, any sign of the injection at the back there? Have a look. No. I'm instructing others. So just, you know.
No, there is no sign of that.
Also, they found the bodies with the brain pan open, didn't they?
No.
Oh, okay, that is actually...
And sure. Something they did when they found, when they cracked open the chest, and they found these guys have been dead for quite some time, and they have some
in
sorts of fluid in their blood that isn't, that is acting as a preservative.
In which case, what I wish to look at carefully, very tentatively, is the cavity space and the passageways between nose and mouth and brain pan.
Those have a bunch of little indentions.
Right.
And does anything look like a residue or similar to the super glue on Gregory's head?
No.
Okay.
Feeling all right there, Gregory?
I am sitting down over to the side, not really paying attention to this. With my head in my hands at the moment.
Don't worry, if you've been affected, we'll be sure to get those eggs out.
I ignore you.
We don't even need to help them get out, they get out on their own.
True.
I look at you as if you just said, let's go have a baby sandwich.
First, let's check to see if there's preservative in his blood first. That'll basically, if there's no preservative, then I'm pretty sure we don't need to worry about it. I think that preservative is quite important.
Yeah.
I felt compelled to do something, not to stop.
Let's run a blood work on you anyway.
Yeah, you have access to a full science kit here. Someone could give me an int plus science check.
Not medicine or anything like
that?
And you can give me an int plus medicine.
Okay,
we can support each other as well, don't forget. There's that.
Yeah.
I get 5 for int plus science.
Oh my god. 1, 2, 3, +2.
Well, apparently he doesn't want any help.
No, I'm accepting help, but I...
Well,
you wait for the help to roll first.
Yeah, the assistants would roll first.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
And if there's any penalties, we all get the penalties.
Yep. But, no. There are no penalties. There is a plus three addition because you have access to a full suite here.
Okay. That's good. I'm just adding extra dice. It doesn't actually matter if I roll before or after, because I just edit.
Okay, so should I roll again?
One, two.
Well, no. You keep four. Your successes and roll three more dice.
And an extra four from me.
Okay, so seven.
Okay, I'm just going to stay out of this for now.
I've got some games. You don't
need me for that. One more.
The blood, and that is it.
Okay, six successes.
All right, there is an abnormally large amount of blood alcohol content. He's probably pickling his liver at this point in time, but there is no preservatives in his blood.
Safely, I thought.
Obviously, typically, wouldn't the alcohol count as preservative?
No.
Yeah. It does after death, at any rate, but while you're still alive, it's actually degenerative to destroy tissue. Nothing abnormal in your case.
Yes, good. Now, what about these other bodies, now that we have...
Oh, yeah, they all have the... You have a full blood work on them. They have the preservative in there. It's quite an odd little substance, and not really... not really familiar from any compound that you've seen so far.
Well, that seems to be quite a good preservative.
Oh yeah, they have not so much preservative in their blood. They have blood in their preservative.
The sort of thing that Task Force Valkyrie might be interested in, from the point of view, oh, we can use this preservative for other means. I make notes.
Task Force Valkyrie is always interested in those types of things.
Does it have an organic nature? Is it entirely artificial?
It's kind of organic and kind of artificial. It's not really centering on any one thing that would be familiar.
I'll also just quickly use my etheric goggles just to make sure there's nothing supernaturally tainting this.
Okay. What role is that? I forgot.
I'm not sure if it counts as a role or just something you... And there would you look at certain other things. Where is it?
Yeah.
Wish I had all this stuff.
Advanced armor. Etheric goggles.
Etheric goggles basically works as... portable tracker, I think. I got a 4-dot version. I got the 4-dot version.
Okay. Describe your etheric goggles to everyone.
I think steampunk goggles with actually that strap on, with a strap that goes over the head as well as, so over the top of the head as well as around the side of the head. Odd lenses on front of them, and they just they don't reflect the light quite correctly from the front lens.
There appears to be something that's clawing and hanging, but at the same time, it doesn't quite look like any ghost you've ever seen before. It looks quite odd.
Some sort of residual of some supernatural essence.
Mm-hmm. If you look at the preservative, it looks... That definitely looks supernatural-ish. Like, it's not just the chemical compound that's working. There's something else there.
Hey, surprise, guys! There's supernatural elements involved. Ooh, bet we never saw that one coming.
Thank you. Thank you for trampling all over my... beautiful
suspense. Atmosphere, what's atmosphere for, really?
Mm-hmm. I put you in the face.
Around everything.
Unless there's something else you want to do with these bodies here, the obvious next step will be to go see where they were located. And potentially get attacked by a number of creatures. Yeah, you know, that's an option.
I have done that portion of the adventure already. You go and do all of that. Do we know who they are? Or do they know who they are? Because it might have been where they were, who they are, rather than where they were found.
I'm sure we've got associated case files we can look at.
Good.
Or maybe not. We have no idea who they are.
I have been talking! Excellent. They have their effects laid out for you on the table. They all have wallets. The two ladies have purses. None of the purses have driver's license on them. But from the... They don't even have... No IDs on them. They would not have IDs on them. However, they all have tracks. Each of the tracks are a very poorly printed little booklet, and on the top of the booklet it says Order of the Transcendental Materialism.
Secret society or another?
Can't say I've heard of them.
Has anyone?
Off the top of your head? No.
Have we heard of the secret society?
Well, there's so many new age things out there trying to come up with the explanations that we already know is true, trying to deal with that side of life.
Yeah, but these bodies were found in the projects. Usually not a fertile ground for new age mysticism.
What is the quality of the purses and wallets? Is the sort of thing that money has been spent on, or they're cheap.
These track with what you would know. Well, not you, Grigori. These would track with what you would figure to be very lower class type purchases, okay. Knockoff brands, poor quality, etc. etc.
Can I get a photocopy of one of the tracks?
You can take out your camera and just.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Click each page. Got a camera phone. Everyone has a camera.
Yes.
Not that's me. The point. You should just check what Wikipedia has on this group.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
And if you want, I can go do some research while you follow up on another lead.
Let's just quickly see what we can find out on the internet. If we can't find anything, I think the next best step would be to go look at the crime scene. That way we can be attacked by these creatures quicker.
And what's the actual content of the tracks while we're at it?
That's what I want to copy.
The tracks say that there is no such thing as spiritualism. Spiritualism is all false. All there is in this world that we exist in is the things that we see. And living your life to the fullest with the maximum amount of pleasure is the purpose of life.
And are you sure you guys haven't heard of them?
This will set you...
Yeah, this sounds like Satanism to me.
Are you sure Ashwood hasn't got a link into these guys?
you read it. It is very basic Epicurism.
Something to appeal to people who are desperate.
Yeah, I mean, it is very basic Epicurism.
I don't do much with food.
Just pleasure is the only goal in life. Therefore, you should live your life to the fullest for pleasure. However, you should not become obsessed with any one particular pleasure because it dilutes all the other pleasures, and you should find the maximum amount of pleasure in every bit of life. And the avoidance of pain is the highest goal.
Prison, lie here with their brain.
Well, did we get weather files? Well, no.
Yeah, you have basic case files. They were found at 7:37 yesterday morning. First, they were splayed out in the middle of the projects. The projects consist of four housing blocks arranged in a rough square. Each of the housing blocks are rectangular and 17 stories tall. In the middle is a little playground / atrium. Each of the victims looked like they were running away at the time of the incident. However, something very large pounced on them, turned them over, ripped out their guts, and bit out their throat.
Which is not really in keeping with what's happened elsewhere about their body. Perhaps the biting out of the throat in the attack was by a second party to whatever put the eggs in.
I would like to have some sort of thing done on me so that I know that the handy spider thing did not implant things in me before.
Well, we checked your body for preservatives and didn't have the preservatives in there, but we could actually doing an analysis of that glue on your head and coming up with a counteragent and doing a counteragent for the preservative as well. So if we do get an infective, we'll have something we can just neutralize it with. Since we have a full chem lab right here. And we rolled really well.
Give you permission to cut on my head.
I think unless
scraping
you're going
more than anything.
You try to scrape it. It does not come off.
Hmm.
We can lose a bit of skin, but we can leave her and chip a bit off.
I mean, if you want to go below the skin and take off some of the skin, if you want to basically rip that section of his head off,
you don't need too much of it.
Right. I am.
But the only way you get it off is by getting the strip of it off or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd really like to know what that stuff is. We could really use some of that in the task force.